Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi, Kyra. I ordered a dash cam, and I was charged for shipping, and I also bought an SD card. I ordered a 32, but they sent me a useless 8 and charged me $10 for that and $8 for shipping. And I want to find out where my free camera is at.
Okay, ma'am. You can provide me with your zip code.
Okay, 85132 Gladys Moore. Because I already called the other company and they said, we don't have cameras and we don't do cameras. We don't know who you're talking about, but, you know, here's their number.
Can you state your first and last name, ma'am?
Gladys Moore.
Okay. One second.
They wouldn't take the the SD card. You know, they wouldn't give me refunds for that. So I'm like, well, where's my camera?
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, it's 324 East Lancaster, L-A-N-C-A-S-T-E-R, no B in it, just Lancaster Court, 85132 in Florence, Arizona.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that they've had you here previously for the dash cam and the SD card. So reason why you haven't received the dash cam yet is because it shows that the transaction for the $7.45 declined.
No, it went through because I have the proof. I think it declined the first time because I used a different card to pay for one and I paid for the other with another card. But
hello?
No, it went through. I can screenshot you and send you everything you need.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. The $9.97 went through, but the $7.45 declined.
When?
It shows that it was declined on January the 3rd, twice. It stated prepaid credit cards are not accepted. So the transaction did never go through for the $7.45, and you were issued a partial credit for the $9.97.
No, because I used a card. I actually used my Wells Fargo debit card, and I'll tell you what date. Because this would be recent. And I'll tell you what date. Wells Fargo debit card, not prepaid. $7 and I'll tell you, I think it's 75 cents, but I will tell you exactly. And a card ending in 4074, Visa, Wells Fargo.
We have Visa card ending in 8949.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said you have the wrong card.
Yes,
ma'am. Because the one y'all charged me is Wells Fargo ending in 4074, and it would have been like within the last week. Because I was like, oh, okay, let's use this card. It must be because I was trying to use the prepaid card. So why don't we use my Wells Fargo card ending in 4071, And then they said, okay, that worked. Let's see. Oh, there it is. 115. Or actually 118. Sorry, 118 or 115, it looks like. And then it looks like 118 is when it got, I don't know, 118.
I'm sorry?
January 18th.
Okay. January 18th. What are you referring to, ma'am? I'm sorry.
That's when they charged my Wells Fargo card the $7.95 shipping. I'm looking at it right now. $7.95 Wells Fargo card ending in 4074 Visa. Wells Fargo. Not that first one on the third, because that one was, I guess, and they didn't like that one because it was prepaid.
Okay, ma'am. We only have one card. Only one card could be listed, and we have 8949.
Okay, you don't show any authorizations.
No.
On let's see. Nothing on the 15th through the 18th.
No, ma'am. We have you here on January the 3rd.
Are you guys out of Texas?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, what do you guys come up as when you do your, you know, like, what would you show up, like, your business name when it shows up on, you know, like, the checking and, you know, like, what's your business name for transactions?
It could be, we are a third party, so we do have several different companies that we represent. We have you here for the gadget store. It could be listed under hotconsumerdeals.com.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hot Consumer Deals. Okay, well. As long as they don't try to, I guess, charge that other card, which it looks like they didn't, they tried and it didn't because it's prepaid. But anyway, you said it's called exceptionally what?
I stated hotconsumerdeals.com.
Okay, Hot Consumer Deals. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank
you. Have a great day as well.
Thank you.